Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This month, Pardes is bringing Elul to you. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Tzvi Hirschfield of the Pardes Institute. Today, I'm recording for you from my home in Gush Etzion, and we are beginning at the new Mishnah at the very bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph 27a. We're going to continue until the very bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Bet 27b, and we're going to be discussing the physical characteristics of a shofar, particularly the shofar that has been broken or damaged, which might be symbolic of this time of year of doing tshuva and Rosh Hashanah being broken and damaged and repair. I will let you explore that and think about that. So let's begin with the Mishnah at the very bottom of 27a, Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Shofar shenistak bedibko pasul, dibek shivrei shofaro pasul. So the Mishnah begins with two invalid shofaro. One is a shofar that has been split and has been glued back together. That's pasul. And if you glued together pieces of different shofarot, that would also be pasul. Nikev ustamo, ima akevet hatkia pasul v'imlav kasher. If there is a hole in the shofar and then you sealed it up, you plugged it up, or you patched it up, if it prevents or influences the sound of the tekiah, of the blowing of the shofar, it is pasul. Now, in terms of this last one, there is a debate among the commentaries. How does the clause imakev et hatkiah, if it impedes the blowing, it is pasul. Some commentaries say that is referring to the hole before you plugged it, meaning if there is a hole in the shofar and the hole is such that it impedes the sound of the shofar, then you cannot repair it. That is the opinion of the Ravid. That type of hole invalidates the shofar, and therefore it is no good. However, most commentaries say it's referring to the state of the shofar after it's been repaired. If the repair of the shofar in some way still impedes the sound, then it is pasul. So what you have here in all of these, presumably, is it's a debate among the commentaries. What is the pasul? What invalidates the shofar, in this case of a broken shofar, that is then repaired? So according to some, there's an idea that once it's been broken in some way, it's lost the name shofar. It's no longer a shofar. And therefore, when you glue it back together, you cannot restore it because it no longer has the shame, the name shofar. Others say that by gluing it together, or particularly in reference to the putting different pieces of the shofar together, or plugging it up with something, with the hole, that that is a problem of more than one shofar. That they say the Torah says shofar velo shofarot, one shofar but not many, and therefore by creating a composite it is many shofarot. Tosop brings one other possible invalidation, and that is, which we saw before, the ha'avarta, the idea that the shofar has to be used in the way that it grew. That's why he says you have to blow in through the narrow end and it comes out the wider end, because that's how it grows on the animal. So here too, the shofar is no longer in the state in which it grew, and therefore it is pasul. Carrying on in the Mishnah, hatokeh l'toch habor or l'toch hadut or l'toch hapitas, im kol shofar shama yatsa v'im kol havara shama lo yatsa. We had this quote earlier on the previous daf that we did. One who blows a shofar inside of a pit or inside of a large vessel, or perhaps in any kind of like container. The problem with these is that the Mishnah says you will be listening to the sound of the echo and not the sound of the shofar itself. So if the Mishnah says you hear the sound of the shofar, you have fulfilled your obligation, but if you hear the echo, you have not. V'chein, mishaya over achorei beit ha-knesset, o shaya beito samuch le-beit ha-knesset, v'shama kol shofar o kol megillah, im kivein libo yatsa, v'im lav lo yatsa. So this other case, which we're going to talk about in the Gemara later on, if one was passing by shul on Rosh Hashanah, or they were in a house next to the shul, and they happened to hear the kol shofar or the sound of the megillah being read, if they intend their hearts, if they have kavanah yatsah. We'll talk about right here in the Mishnah, is it talking about the reader and the shofar blower? Is it talking about the listener? We're going to find out in the Gemara. And if they did not, if there was not kavanah, lo yatsah. Afal pi shezeh shama vezeh shama, zeh kivon libo vezeh lo kivon libo. Even though the Mishnah points out that physically the shofar or the Megillah was heard, the difference is whether there was kavanah. That if you have kavanah, you fulfill the obligation. Without kavanah, for the purpose of mitzvah, presumably, you have not fulfilled the obligation. We're going to talk about that more when we get to Daf Kafchet. Now beginning our discussion in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, it was taught in a Braita, Aroch v'kitzro kasher, Gerdo v'hemido al gildo kasher, Tzipahu zahav, bimkom hanacha peh pasul, shelo bimkom hanacha peh kasher, Tzipahu zahav mibifnim pasul, mibachutz im nishtana kolo mikamot shaya pasul v'im lav kasher. Nikavu stamo imakeo tatkia pasul ve'imlav kasher. Natan shofar betoch shofar imkol pnimi shama yatsa ve'imkol chitzon shama lo yatsa. I read to the end of the braita. Let's go back and translate. If the shofar was long and you cut it shorter, it is still kasher. We'll talk about the minimum length of the shofar later on. If you kind of peel back or scraped it down until like the bare skin, or I guess the thinnest it could possibly be, it is still kasher. If you covered it in gold, as long as you did not cover the place where the lips touch the shofar and blow, then it is still kasher. If you coated it with gold on the inside, it is pasul, because then presumably the sound of the shofar is coming from the gold and not from the shofar itself. If you cover the outside with gold, it is still kasher, as long as the sound of the shofar maintains its integrity like it was before you coated it. And once again, the Braita repeats that if there was a hole and you covered it, you filled in the hole or you patched it, if it interferes with the sound, it is pasul, and if not, it is kasher. Natan shofar betol shofar, right? If you put one shofar inside of another, as long as one hears the sound from the inner shofar, then it has fulfilled the commandment. If not, if they hear the sound of the outer shofar, then they have not fulfilled the commandment. The reason for this, presumably, well, Rashi at least says because the mechitzot, the walls of the inner shofar, will impede the sound if it's coming primarily from the outer shofar. Also, possibly, it's considered if it's coming from the outer shofar, then in fact it's like two shofarot and not one, which is the invalidation we mentioned earlier. The Gemara now brings another braita, Tanu Rabbanan. Gerdo ben bibithim ben bibachutz kasher. Gerdo vehemido al gildo kasher. So if it's scraped down, whether you scrape from inside or scrape from the outside, it's kasher. Even if you scrape it down, it's only got its bare shell, it is also kasher. Hiniach shofar betoch shofar in kol pnimi shama yatsah in kol chitzon shama lo yatsah. This is repetitive what we heard before, but it's another braita. If you put one shofar inside of another, again, if you hear the internal sound, from the sound of the internal shofar, you fulfill the commandment. It's from the external shofar, you have not. Hafacho v'takabo lo yatsah. If you turn it around, right, and you blow from the wider side in, then you've also not fulfilled. You have to blow from the narrow end. So if you blow from the wider part, you have not fulfilled the commandment. They point out this does not mean you cannot invert the shofar. Apparently, you can invert the shofar. Well, we'll find out from Rav Papa in just a moment. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Lo tema dahavche ki kituna, ela shehirchi v'takatsar v'kitzeret harachav. So what Rav Papa says, this doesn't mean to say when it talks about hafacho that you can't invert it or switch it. This doesn't mean you can't turn it inside out. Like a beged, like cloth or something like that, because that indeed is okay to do. What's not okay to do is to somehow expand the narrow end and shrink or condense the wider end. Why not? My time, Kidurav Matana. As Rav Matana taught, what's the reason you can't do that? I'm Rav Matana Vahavarta. Derech Havarato Be'inam. They quote the Pasuk, Vahavarta Kol Shofar, which is literally like to spread or cause to spread the sound of the shofar. But here it's learned out midrashically in the way in which it grew or in the way in which it expanded, meaning the shofar has to be blown with the original proportions, with the narrow part that was attached to the animal's skull has to remain the narrow part. And by switching that, you've sort of undone the natural growth of the shofar, and according to Rav Matna, that would invalidate the shofar. Okay, moving on to the gluing of the various broken pieces. Debake shivrei shofarot pasul. The Mishnah taught us that if you glue different pieces from different shofarot together to make one shofar, that would be invalid. And now a breita that spoke about that. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned a breita. Hosif alav kol shehu, ben bimino, ben shelo bimino, pasul. If you added on to the shofar, you glued on an extra piece, even if it was from the same mean, from the same type of shofar, it is invalid. Nikav ustamo, if there was a hole and you sealed it, ben bimino, ben shelo bimino, pasul. Then whether it was from a similar type shofar or from something else, some type of other substance, it's pasul. Rabbi Natan Omer b'mino kasher, shelo b'mino pasul. Rabbi Natan said, no, if as long as you use the same type of horn that or for the shofar, that would be kosher to plug the hole. If you used a different substance, that would not be okay. That would be pasul. Now, on the line b'mino kasher, as long as you use from the same substance, it's kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught the hu shenishtayer rubo. Rabbi Yochanan said that's only if, presumably, the majority of the shofar was still intact, that the hole wasn't so large that it actually covered more than half the shofar. Now, the Meiri says we're talking about the circumference type of hole, but most commentaries say it's talking about a hole or a gap along the length of the shofar. And now the Gemara infers from that, Michlal de shelo b'mino afal pishnishtayar rubo pasul, meaning that would suggest, according to Rabbi Natan, that if you were patching it with something that was not from the same substance, then even if you were only making a patch on a minority of the shofar, that would still be pasul. Ika de matne la asefa. There are those, however, who taught Rabbi Yochanan's statement on the latter part of Rabbi Natan's statement, shelo bimino pasul. If you were fixing or patching the shofar with a foreign substance, it's pasul. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the husha nifchat rubo. That's only in a case if you were patching a shofar that, again, had a hole or a gap that covered the majority of the shofar. Michlal de bimino, we could infer from there that if you were patching it with a like substance, afal pi shenifchat rubo kasher, then even if you were patching the majority of the shofar, that would be kasher. So the difference between the first two opinions, the first two ways of understanding Rabbi Yochanan's statement on Rabbi Natan, is according to the first opinion, therefore you would require, sort of combined with the beginning of the Braita, three criteria. First of all, that the shofar still had, the majority of the shofar is still intact. Second, that you plug it or seal the gap with the same type of shofar. And third, of course, we mentioned in the Mishnah that after you've sealed the gap, the sound is still true. Eino ma'akev b'tkiyato. Now, according to the second Lashon, the more lenient one, then we find out that if you are going to seal the shofar with a similar substance of shofar, then even if your sealing was covering a majority of the shofar, it would still be kasher. And it's only required, the requirement the gap not be a majority of the shofar would only be if you were sealing it with an unlike substance. So the second opinion is more lenient because it allows you to seal the shofar with an unlike substance for as long as it's not the majority of the shofar that's being sealed. Now, the Ritz Geyut, the late Gaonic opinion, paskened like the second shita there that I just gave you, but the Rif, the Rambam, most recently in the Shulchan Aruch also paskened like the first. So if you're going to repair your shofar that has a hole in it, not a holy shofar, but a shofar with a hole in it, then make sure that the majority of the shofar is intact. You are sealing it with a like substance and the sound is still true. On to the rest. Sipahu zahav mibifnim pasul mibachutz im nishtana kolo mikamot shaya pasul v'im lav kasher. The Brita goes on to teach, if you cover it with gold, I guess people were covering their shofar with gold to decorate them. We don't really do that anymore. If you cover it, if you line it inside with gold, it's pasul, because then you are not blowing a shofar, you're blowing a golden trumpet. Mibachutz, if you line it on the outside, then if you have changed its organic sound in some way, that's pasul, and if not, it is still kasher. Nisdak l'orko, if it is split all the way along the length, it is pasul, because that would be gluing it, in effect, back together. L'rochbo, but if it's split by the circumference, right, along the width of the shofar, im nishtayer bo shiur tkia kasher v'im lav pasul. As long as there is, from the mouthpiece to the point of the split, what is called the shiur tkia, the amount needed to blow the shofar, then it is kasher. If not, it is pasul. So the Gemara, of course, is going to ask the following question. The kama shiur tkia, what is this shiur tkia? How long does a shofar have to be? Peresh Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kadesh yochazenu biado, v'yero lechan ulechan. It has to be long enough so you can hold it in your hand, and there's still some piece of shofar sticking out on either side of your hand, which the commentaries say is a tefach. That is a small shofar. I've never seen a shofar that small, but I guess you learn something new every day. Hayakolo dak o ave o tsarur kasher. If the sound of the shofar is somehow like reedy, I guess, or it's thick, it somehow is heavy, or it's cloudy in some way, right? It's not the clear, crisp, clean sound, but rather it's a slightly affected sound. It's like, I guess, tsror is understood as dry. It's all okay. Shekol hakolok shirim b'shofar. Any sound is okay as long as it's the natural sound of that particular shofar. That also is why in many cases we're lenient when the sound of the shofar comes out a little raspy or reedy, or it's not that clear, pure sound, it's still kasher. Shlachu leil avua de Shmuel. They sent the following question to Shmuel, or I should say the father of Shmuel. Kedacho v'takabo yetza. Right? So they sent to Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, the following. If you drilled into it and then blew the shofar, you're yotze. Pshita, the Gemara said, kulu nami miktach kad kulahu. That's pshita. We always have to drill into the shofar. The shofar is not naturally hollow. It is filled with like a hard cartilage type substance. It's not one bone all the way through. It's bone on the outside, I believe, the horn, but the inside is still filled. And of course, you have to drill it out or boil it to then clean it out. So what's the chidush? What's the new point here? Amar of Ashi, shekedacho bezichruto. The zichruto is sort of the part where it emerges from the skull, meaning instead of detaching it from the skull, you kind of took the horn off with a piece of the skull still attached, then you just drilled through that piece of bone so there was a hole for the air to flow. Mahu tema min b'mino chotzeitz kamash malan. We don't say that. I mean, what would I have thought? I would have thought that the bone of the skull, right, where it was attached, is sort of interferes with the shofar. So when you blow the shofar, your lips are having contact with another part of the animal and not the shofar. Kamash malan, we don't say that. It's all considered one piece, and therefore it's part of the shofar itself. Now moving on to the last piece of the Mishnah. Hatokeh l'tocha bor l'tocha dut. What happens if someone blows the shofar inside of a pit or inside of like a cellar, and you're going to have that problem with the echo? Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu el otana omdin al sfat habor. Ava otana omdin babor yatsu. Rav Huna taught, this is only true if you're not yotzer, you have a problem with the echo, for those who are standing at the edge of the pit, outside of the pit. But if those who are standing inside the pit, they have fulfilled the obligation. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Brita that says the very same thing. Hachokeh l'tocha bor l'tocha dut yatsa. We have another bright that says, in fact, if you blow the shofar inside of a pit or inside of a cellar, you're yotze. The Hatznam did not, the Mishnah teach, lo yatsa, elalav shmamina kedravuna shmamina. It must be that we understand the pshat of that brayta that said, you fulfilled the obligation when you're inside the pit, when you blow inside the pit, referring to those who are inside the pit themselves. They hear the shofar, they don't have to worry about the echo. It's people who are outside the pit that have the problem of the echo. Ika derame lahu mirma. There are those who taught it differently, that they viewed the brayta not as a support for Rav Huna, but actually as a kushia on him. Tnan, it was taught. Hatoke latocha bor latocha du lo yatsa. Vahatanya yatsa. There are those who taught it as two conflicting sources. Namely, we learned in the Mishnah that one, if you blow the shofar inside the pit or inside the cellar, you haven't fulfilled the obligation. The Hat Tanya, we have another bright that says you have fulfilled the obligation. Am Rav Huna, now Rav Huna's statement comes along to solve the problem. Lo kasha, this is not a contradiction. Kan otan ha'omdin al sfat tabor, kan otan ha'omdin babor. The Mishnah is referring to a case where people are standing at the edge of the pit, and therefore they have a problem with the echo, and the Breita, which said you are Yotze, is referring to those who are standing inside the pit or inside the cellar, because they are hearing the straight sound without the echo. We will be continuing on Kaf Chaf Amud Aleph next time. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and thank you to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in at the beginning of each week to stay on track with your Elul learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about Pardes and our programs.